Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, you bastards. Welcome to the bigger Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. This is going to be a ripper, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a very busy weekend in this country.
You look well rested, though.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
perky.
Nice of you to
look
say.
Up and about.
I am up and about because I've got lots to get through.
Like what?
One of my favourite segments, bad parenting.
Oh.
I wouldn't know anything about
are
that.
Are you bringing anything to the table yourself?
Well, I don't know about that.
Is there room for anyone else?
I don't think so. There's plenty of bad parenting.
I've got a good story.
Have you?
Well,
great.
I'll be in on that. Yes, we've got plenty of examples. We'll be opening that up to you. Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, excellent.
Our friend of the show will be coming in. He's got a comedy festival show coming up and a couple of things he wants to get off his chest.
Excellent news. I like hearing that. Now, your list of ladies you would like to...
There may be an addition. A bed.
I think there is to bed.
Women
right.
I covered.
I think we're adding a couple to your list.
Well,
today.
No, we're going to put
I'm
a couple up for nomination and we'll see how that goes.
Okay,
political news. Trump, big news. The Mueller report's come in. We'll get to the bottom of that. And
yes.
New South Wales elections. They're claiming it as a victory for the Liberals. Is it? It's a massive swing against.
Well,
even
who do we want to talk
in.
To about this stuff? Richo.
Hey, we're going to speak to Richo on
he
both
knows
accounts.
How to talk
hey,
about.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
All right.
Gone
Hamish
wild.
Blake, sorry.
I was going to. I was keeping him to laugh.
Oh, were you? Oh, sorry. I
Gone Wild.
Resist.
We'll have Gone a wild. Number of animal stories, and
oh,
you're
yes.
going to go through the women's mags. But who, Jane?
Oh well, just
if
some.
I can't. Guess.
Sorry that I haven't blown it already. Oh, just some guy called Hamish Blake.
Hamish Blake.
Yeah, do you know him?
The name rings a
He's
bell.
He's quite big in radio for a while there. Been on the telly.
Did he have his own show at some stage?
Yes, he did, and he's got a new show coming out.
Not, what?
I can't tell you when. But I can tell you it's coming soon.
It involves Lego, and I'm going to get stuck into him because my boys love Lego. And if he's filmed this, and there's no opportunity for my boys to be in that studio audience, I'm going to go Coco
the
Bananas.
The trailer looks fantastic. I
well,
mean,
I'll
it's
I'll
Lego on crack.
Well, as I said, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much
right.
more to get through. I said hello to you, Jane Kennedy. How are you, Dangerous Dave?
I'm well, guys. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy
Great
Monday.
To see you.
Now,
last
you look good.
We saw everyone was Friday night,
yes.
we should point out, immediately after the show.
We just had a bit of a catch-up.
We do this occasionally, a bit of team-building exercise. We all go and have a beer together. We went
Very
to one
simple.
Of your favourite haunts, Jane.
Yep, just remember
we
our
had
local.
To leave early though, so
I'm wondering if I can actually ever go back there
we
again.
Left the, we left the Triple M credit card.
Yes.
We did.
On the table
you did.
With all of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I expected the trouble to be coming from you.
Well, I have
you've got form in this
form
department.
Form in the past being a little irresponsible when it comes to work drinks. Now, I was very, very good. I think, at the weekend.
You're having a good time. Though.
Oh, yeah, I was having a great time.
Are you prepared
time.
To drop the boom on any of your cohorts?
Well, there is one member of the staff in particular, one of the newest members of the Kennedy Malloy team, actually. Her name is Kim.
All right, we'll get to her just quickly. Let's get Marshy in here because Marshy
What's
was
Marshy?
Stone cold sober.
Oh, he was, yeah.
When
he had a drink.
So we had left already because we had to go and do other things, but we left the kids, as we say.
Okay. We left the kids.
Marshy, you arrived a bit late after working.
Car. Yeah, I had to get the podcast up.
Yep.
Excuse me. And then when I arrived, I thought, how am I going to find them in this place? Oh, no worry. The loudest, drunkest bunch of four at a table in the courtyard.
Really?
Wow.
James Blake does not have an inside voice.
How many times did I
down
say?
The street can hear everything he said. He's pointing at people going, they're on a Tinder date. Everyone now knows that, mate.
He was too.
And what happened to him? Did he not make it home? I heard
he fell asleep on a train and ended up in another suburb at 4 a.m. I dropped him in the city at midnight responsibly.
Yes. And that was the last you saw of him.
Last I saw of him.
And where else was the trouble coming from? Dave?
No.
Dave
I was good,
was surprisingly, Dave was
Thank
pretty
you,
good.
Right.
What about
the
Whitney?
The other two girls,
was out. She was going out. Yeah.
Yeah, Whitney shouldn't have kicked on. She went somewhere else. Kim was halfway through telling a story and just stopped, stood up and went, no, I'm done, I'm out. Hit a wall. I'm going home.
And what happened to her?
Well, we heard that she took
get
an
her in here. Get her in here.
Yeah. Okay. She's got to have to tell
this. She's got
to
do
this story.
This is the drive of shame.
And the Tinder date that James was referring to, did that involve Whitney?
There was a few Tinder dates going on, I think.
Hello,
where
Kim.
We were.
Hi. Newest member of the team and
most responsible.
Heads up the production department on this program. Yes.
Very experienced.
We left you, in charge.
I know, yeah.
And what happened?
I got a cab home and I asked the cab driver to go through KFC. And it was a long queue.
In a cab.
I spent $50. Got the family feast for you, for myself. And I bought him a meal.
He was a taxi driver.
From waiting.
He's on the Triple M credit card.
Yes, I'm nervous about talking to Fitzy about that one.
Oh, don't be. Knew you belonged on this show, Kim, the minute we met you. Yeah. And now that you're going through a drive-thru after a big night, welcome on board.
You left all your stuff on the desk.
Thank you.
Marshy, she left all
she ordered a $60 cheese platter and then left before it arrived.
Danger, you found half a packet of cigarettes. Yeah, it was.
I thought there'd be $30 worth of cigarettes sitting in that packet. And I thought, I can't leave them here. So I came into the office and they were Kim's.
James ordered half a roast chicken just for himself and told me and Danger to keep our hands off it.
It sounds like we had a good bonding experience. I'm glad we all get
on. This is a hand-picked team.
It's very bespoke. That's what we would say.
Well, I feel like we've gone home to bed early and said, now, kids.
Well, for once, you and I were not irresponsible, so we're feeling quite happy. Hey, it's a Monday. Yes. Right. Let's get this show off and running.
Yeah, let's do it now. We'll be back with Richo to talk politics after this.
Well, thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no obstruction. It was a complete and total exoneration. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this. This was an illegal takedown that failed. No collusion, no obstruction.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president. It is unconscionable that President Trump would try to spin the special counsel's findings as if his conduct was remotely acceptable.
No further indictments, which means not Don Jr., not Jared, not Manafort or Stone for working with the Russians. Did the Democrats put too much trust in the Mueller report? Because I don't need the Mueller report to know he's a traitor. I have a TV.
I just want to tell you that America is the greatest place on earth. The greatest place on earth. Thank you very much.
On the line now, commentator for Sky News and journalist for The Australian, it's Graham Richardson. Richo, what does it mean? Is this report a dud? Does it harden battle lines? What's it do?
What it means is that Trump is once again lying. Yes. He does that pretty easily. The report doesn't exonerate him. And in fact, it specifically doesn't.
Yep.
The problem is there's just not enough evidence to pin it on anyone. And I think, therefore, he's had a bit of a victory. I hate to say that. It really hurts, but he's had a bit of a victory. Neither he nor his sons and daughters-in-laws and every member of the family. I mean, one of the great exercises of nepotism. This is not after family on the payroll.
Yep.
But I can't see how you can say anything else than he's had a win here, a big win.
All we've got at the moment is the Barr report on the Mueller report, which is basically a four-page judgment on his two-year investigation. Do you think once we can drill down into more detail that it will not be as rosy for the president?
No, when the crunch comes, if it was going to be not as rosy for the president, somebody somewhere would have got indicted for something.
Yeah.
The fact that no one has is a pretty significant victory for him.
Okay.
I guess the other big win, too, was that Trump never sat for an interview.
Well, Trump you remember how many times he said he would and then he would?
Totally.
I mean, the guy is unbelievable. I don't know how he gets away with it. I always thought this is one of the great countries on the earth, the United States. It's got all this innovation, all these ideas, all these brilliant people, and they elect a bloke like this.
Well,
as their president. It's just beyond belief.
I'll never forget the extraordinary press conference in Helsinki where he sided with President Putin over his own investigative forces. Yeah. Hey, let's move on, Richo. Let's go closer to home. The New South Wales elections, it's being framed as, well, it is, it's a win for the Liberals, who are still a swing against of 1.5. What do you take out of this in the lead-up to a general election in the next 2 months?
I take nothing. I mean, I never believe that state elections have any bearing whatsoever.
Oh, that's interesting.
On federal elections, yep. There's a welter of evidence on that. You know, that Labor went back as well as the Whigs in this campaign.
Yeah.
Labor went back at a time when it just had to go forward. And the fact that it may only win one metropolitan seat the Whigs is pathetic. So Labor had a very poor result, and its leader, Michael Daly, has to take responsibility.
And the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party seem to have a more interesting result.
Well, they had a good result. They've now got three members. They picked up two on the weekend. And that's not a bad effort. They're doing very well.
They seem to be a bit more reasonable, rational and self-controlled than, say, members of One Nation.
Well, there's a world of difference.
Yes.
Most of the Shooters are quite sensible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a gun person, so I can't agree with them on that. But, I mean, if you take guns out of their hands, they're all pretty reasonable. And it doesn't matter what you take out of Pauline Hanson, she wouldn't know how to be reasonable.
Right.
I mean, and she's getting worse. I hate saying that, too.
Yeah.
She's actually getting worse.
Yeah.
And now she's got Latham and oh God help us.
Correct.
And he's now got the pulpit, if you like, of the New South Wales upper house to rubbish anyone he likes.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm in big strike because he spends a fair bit of time rubbishing me.
May 11 has been touted as election day. That gives 5 weeks of an election campaign. Seem about right?
Yeah, well, you've got to have a minimum 33 days,
statutorily,
right? You can't do it in less.
Yep.
So 35 days is probably pretty right.
Yep.
Rich, I read somewhere that the Hail Mary here is a Tampa moment, or there's something that can happen in the next 5 weeks that can help the Liberals turn this around. They've lost 50 opinion polls in a row. We've had some extraordinary stuff going on over in New Zealand. The immigration debate has sparked up. Is this the way out? Does this open any doors that you can see in the next 5 weeks for the Liberal Party to exploit?
The only thing that could possibly save the Liberal Party is divine intervention. Now, yeah, I know that Scott Morrison has got a direct line up there. So I'm a bit worried about whether or not he can get God on side to come in and crush Labor at the last minute.
Yeah.
My suspicion is God doesn't care that much about it with the Australian election. So I doubt that there'll be any personal intervention of the Almighty, and I'm still thinking Labor's going to win and win comfortably.
All right. Well, I'll take that on board. It'll all be happening soon. Thanks once again for your time, Richo. When's your show on, mate? When can we see you back on the box?
8 o'clock Wednesday night. But as far as I'm concerned, mate, I'm always available for you and Jay.
You
That's
are
wonderful to hear, and
one of the
wouldn't
good
be
guys.
The same not to hear from you today.
Good on you, Richo.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mom!
What kind of mother am I?
I'm a profile of you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
133353, if you think you've got what it takes to throw your hat in the ring for this segment, Jane, you found some examples of bad parenting. Kick it off, and then I'll boot it home with one from my own experience. Oh.
I'd like to start with a story about a girl called Olivia Jade.
Okay.
Now, she is the daughter of Laurie Loughlin, who was one of the famous people who
rorted the uni system
to the amount of $500,000
how much money she paid to get her into uni.
Yeah, to get her two daughters into uni. It's since blown up in the face of everyone, including the daughter. But they've got a breed, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The fact is that Olivia, one of the daughters, never really wasn't thrilled about attending anyway.
Well, Olivia Jade's a bit of a bitch.
She's entitled cow.
Cow. Okay. And she's got 2 million followers on Instagram. She's an Instagram influencer.
Yep.
Her mum rorted into uni.
Yes. Yeah. And now she's lost lucrative endorsement deals with Tracer May, Estee Lauder and Sephora. And, oh, my God, my name's my parents. Now, if you want to hear actually how she talks and how committed she was to her education in the first place, let's have a listen to Olivia.
My first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work, and then I'll be in New York a bunch this year. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Okay, so
can imagine how that's gone down in America, especially for kids who've missed out.
Correct,
because of the rorting that's gone on at the top.
It's disgraceful, and she, of course, is just an entitled, as we said.
So it can't get any worse than that, can it?
Well, can it?
Well, it can, because she's now turned on her parents.
Oh, yeah, she's turned
and
on
said,
her own.
"I blame my parents for the difficulties
Correct.
I am now."
And because she's lost all these endorsements now, and
thanks a lot, Mum.
And
thanks
now
lot,
I can't
Dad.
Get into any other uni. Well, thanks very much for that as well.
Thanks for ruining my life, I believe, is one
How
of the key
How revolting are they all round? All round.
You get what you deserve, bad parenting people.
All right, I got another one Alrighty for go. You. I know it's tempting when you get to places like IKEA and you've got screaming toddlers
sure.
and children.
Mm.
Or you're at a play centre and you see that horror ahead of you.
I love it.
The pit of balls.
The pit of balls. I go tip the kids in and
well,
wander
off. Yeah, I
Safe
did that
houses.
Twice, first and last time.
Oh.
Because... Unfortunately, and it's now been, and now it's a what goddamn it? Fact. The study has found evidence of vomit, feces, urine, visible dirt, yeast, and bacteria, including 8 forms of bacteria that can cause illnesses such as stomach bugs, urinary tract infections, and sepsis.
That is the same findings for my couch. Hang on a
Michael.
Second. What are you saying? Do not put your kids in the pit full of coloured balls. But Jane, it's got coloured balls.
I know, it's so cruel.
Kids want to go in there.
And they dive under and they get the ball in there. I'll never forget the feeling of absolute in the pit of my stomach. I felt ill. I saw my twins playing when they're about 2 in that pit of balls and they both pumped. They go, look, Mom, I got a ball in my mouth.
Yuck.
No.
Okay, what have we learned? Bad parenting is putting your kids into the pit of coloured balls. Do not do it, people. You've been warned. It sounds terrible.
Can I do one more?
Yes, please.
All right. Strap yourself in for this one. This is a woman who has said this to Nine Honey, the website.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She's a woman who's made a confession. And she says, I absolutely love my girls equally. There's no question about that. But I have to admit, I do favour my brunette daughter over my blonde daughter.
Okay.
If I'm being perfectly honest with myself, it's because my blonde daughter, Alexia, is what people might describe as plain, while my brunette girl, Tess, is stunning.
She's a hottie. I favour the hottie.
She favours the good-looking child ahead of the plainer child. What is wrong with me? Now she's doing an interview.
An interview about it. Telling everyone.
Well, shut up.
Question,
don't tell anyone.
Question without notice, Jane. Who's your favourite child?
Oh, well, that's easy. Indy the dog. I've seen that before. She even spends more money on the better-looking child's clothes.
Oh, that's
she said
terrible.
I admit because she looks better in them. You get the idea, everyone. Mickey, have you got one?
It involves my favourite.
Not yourself.
Well, I'll tell you a quick one of the two boys. Yeah. I don't think it's bad parenting, but they tried to rip me off the other day.
Did they?
Hang on.
Fred and Lenny.
They're 6 and a half, by the way, everyone.
Yep. Listen to this. So they're in the downstairs room at my house.
Yeah.
And they've made a treehouse, as they called it, out of all the furniture, mm-hmm. including all the pillows and all the cushions.
Mm-hmm. Nothing better than a cubby house.
All my couches in my office. And I went, this is a very good looking treehouse. And they go, Dad, would you like to buy it off us? And I go, it's all mine. They go, Dad, we'll make us an offer. I go, okay, $2. And I go, okay. I said, but look, I'm going to take my time and have a think about it. And then Lenny goes, yeah, well, you want to hurry up because Bun Bun wants it.
What?
And starts waving his bunny at me. It's all my material. And he's employing the techniques of real estate Stu Gaynor.
I've never heard of this for 6-year-olds.
You better hurry up because Bun Bun wants it.
What kind of negotiating dramas are going on in your
house? And then I panicked and thought I'd better buy it.
Yeah.
And then they go, no, Dad, that's $2 each. I have been ripped off by my own kids selling me back my own stuff and putting me in a bidding war with Bun Bun.
They've done a Masters of Business at Harvard, these two already.
That is beyond the pale. 133353, are you a bad parent?
Give us a ring, or you can tweet us
or do you
Instagram.
Have a bad parent?
Yeah, yes. That's it. At Kennedy Malloy Online.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bad parenting. Are you a bad parent? Do you have a demonstration of being a bad parent you'd like to share with us and the rest of Australia? Now's the time to ring 133353.
Get involved. You know you're a bad parent. You've been very quiet on this.
I've been very quiet because I think it's just every day something happens where I'm a bad parent. Yeah. I try not to
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise has just been reunited with his daughter after 2,171 days. Not that anyone's counting.
Would he be able to pick his children out of a lineup? Because they were his adopted children with Nicole Kidman. Is that right?
No, this is the one
his
he
actual
had
daughter.
Suri. This is the one he had with
what
Kate
do you mean?
Holmes.
He hasn't seen her.
No.
Suri?
He hasn't seen Suri for about 6 years.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know. It all went belly up.
Can you do that, can
After
you?
The couch jumping, you know, when he said how much he loved her, then they had a baby and then it went downhill pretty quickly.
Oh,
from
this
there.
Is what's her, his partner?
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, Katie Holmes.
Was there something that said he's not allowed to see her?
No.
Has he chosen not to see her?
No, it has just been a very awkward. I'm suggesting that Scientology's lurking around.
Oh, they've got something. Well, what about his adopted kid? So his adopted son is about to get married.
Gossip.
And his adopted mum, Nicole Kidman, is not invited.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, hang on.
She hasn't seen them in some time.
No.
Since she got the real ones.
Okay.
Is that fair?
They're all real.
That's right.
They're all real in our eyes. That's what we're
all
saying.
All right. Well.
And also, Katie Holmes is homeless anyway. But that's.
Really?
I just thought that's funny. Katie Holmes is homeless. I don't think it's funny she's homeless, but Katie Holmes needs a home.
She could be hard on other women. Really?
And if she is homeless, she's not. She's constantly working. Everything's fine. Hey, let's find out what's going on with parenting around the country. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. How are you going?
Lynn, tell us what happened with your 6-year-old daughter.
Well, I got a call from the school to come and pick her up because she's had a fall.
Yeah.
And she was complaining of a sore arm and I thought, oh yeah, she's hooked up a bit. So I left it a little while, like 3 weeks. Anyway.
3 weeks, yes.
I sent her to tennis, to play tennis. I sent her to dance.
Yep.
Anyway, I got a call. And you know, she woke up and she was a bit sooky. I said, okay, we'll take you up.
Did you say your daughter was a bit sooky?
Yeah.
A little bit sooky. And I said, we'll get it x-rayed. And so...
What happened?
And then got a call to say, you better bring her up. She needs a plaster.
Oh.
She's fractured her wrist in 3 places.
Okay, can I just point out to parents out there, this one's come up a bit in this segment.
It's very easy.
I think you need to, if your child is complaining about an arm specifically or even a leg that's a bit sore, it may be fractured.
I think so. I've learned the hard way too.
Get involved.
Take it seriously and go to the doctor.
Take it seriously.
Thank you, Lynn.
Wow, Lynn.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
Good thanks.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us what happened.
I used to, when my son was about 2.5 on a Sunday, I used to just stay in bed and he used to come in with a loaf of bread and the butter and I'd butter him a piece of bread. And then he said one day, oh, can I have a drink of water? And I said, go to the toilet. And then I thought, oh, I didn't hear the tap.
Okay, this is bad parenting, by the way.
Dip the cup in. First of all, you're having a nice old layback, and maybe when the child's bringing in bread and a buttering knife,
carrying a knife,
you may want to get out of bed and make some breakfast. I don't know.
So you're enjoying yourself. You're kicking back. It's all going well. And
learn your lesson, Kay.
And then he's
I never did it again, and I was very careful about it.
Like a dog, he's drinking out of the toilet.
Thanks, Kay. Good times.
Well done.
Hello, Lucas.
G'day, how are we?
Good.
Yeah, good. What happened to you?
What happened? We were kids, me and my sister, would always run out the front yard and screaming ice cream, man, as you usually do when you're a kid.
Yes.
And my dad was being the nice guy and used to follow us up. And you'll get to the ice cream man first because he was faster. And he would always come out with two ice creams. And his excuse would always be to ask, would be, sorry, the ice cream man never ran out of ice cream. He's only got enough for two.
What?
So, yeah, exactly right. It took us a while to jerry onto that. I think I only figured that out last year. I'm 30.
So who was the two ice creams for?
Who missed out?
Everyone. 1 week it was me. Next week would be my sister. But my dad would always end up with a soft serve ice cream with some topping. Yeah, for himself, and always have one for my sister. And then next week, if we do it the same thing, she would miss out, and then I would get it.
Oh, Lucas, we better give you a prize. Yes. You've had a very, very depraved and traumatic deprived childhood.
he's a funny man, but I still think about that and just laugh.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's slightly disturbed, man.
Thank you, Lucas. Hello, Adelaide. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How old are you, Adelaide?
I'm 9.
Yes. Now, have you got a story about someone you know who's done some bad parenting?
Yes, my mum and dad. So my family, we went up to, we were at Universal Studios in America.
Yeah.
And there was a ride and I was 1 centimeter too short.
Oh, that's...
So, what happened?
Everyone went on the ride. So
no!
Not mum and dad.
That was me. And then my mum, say if it was my mum and my sister, they would go on. Then they would swap and my dad and my sister would go on and it would keep on going
and
on.
And you never got on. I would have thought no one would go on.
Oh.
Well, everyone else did.
Is your mum there?
Yeah.
Put her on.
Hello.
That's bad parenting, Louise.
Louise, you're a disgrace.
Yeah, you are terrible.
I'm not going to miss out.
Oh. Did you at least buy an extra present or some extra fairy floss or something?
No, I don't think so. Just the trip was good enough.
You know what you should have done, Louise? We had a segment here the other day, what have you done for your kids? We had a parent who actually got shoes with a
built-in heel.
Built-in heel to get her child onto a ride.
Yeah, well, I failed, didn't I?
You failed miserably.
Well, we've got a prize for Adelaide, saying that she missed out.
Yes.
What do we got?
Oh.
We'll give you a $100 fuel card. How does that sound?
Oh, awesome.
Well, maybe you don't have to buy fuel. You can buy some lollies.
That's right. The money you save on the fuel.
Yeah,
you
can exactly.
Maybe you
could
drive Adelaide to the nearest show and pop her on the ride.
That's right.
Good on you guys. Thanks for your calls.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
2018 was a little rough on our mate Rosie. We made him hang out with all the nerds at Comic-Con.
I dressed up as Jar Jar Binks and charged $50 to punch me in the face.
We sent him to Dubbo in the pouring rain to stalk Harry and Megan.
People are making runs for the trees. There's lightning around. I was standing on...
Are you trampling on old people?
I was standing on rugs, children, food, everything. Scones were going left, right and centre.
And while we didn't send him to hospital, he did end up there with a pretty serious infection.
10 out of 10 pain. Like, I haven't given birth, but it was much worse than anything that you've gone through, Jane.
Let's see what 2019 has in store. Please welcome back Adam Rosenbucks.
Rosie.
Well, yes, we're good to. It's glad to see you in 2019.
Yes.
Let's be honest, you're lucky to be here.
Well,
you could have died.
This time, when was it? What time of year was it?
In the genuine wars.
Just as we were heading into the finals for all football, I thought, check myself into hospital for 10 days. But I'm back, but I'm not back to 100%
fitness. So tell me this. How do you treat medication now? If you get a little illness or an ailment, are you, bang, I'm straight down the chemist, I've got to go get my stuff?
Very much a hypochondriac. I started getting a little bit sick over the weekend. And you know what I love doing, and I think we all do, is self-medicating. It's just so
I'm into that. Yeah, that's good.
It's so much fun. And I don't know whether, because I started getting a cough. Now, I'm going to put this in the domain of the men, but I'll ask you, Jane. Mm. When you take your cough medicine, do you use a little bottle or the little cap thing that tells you how much is there, or do you pour it straight in your mouth like a bloke and just go, yeah, that feels like 15 mil?
Well, Adam, I have to just stop you there. Yeah. You're still taking medicine, like liquid medicine.
Yeah, what else? Well, don't tell me there's other stuff out there.
Why would you go past?
I'm just trying to work. Well, you take cold and flu tablets, don't you? Well, but
I do both.
No,
you
honk onto some NyQuil. That's it. Whether you're sick or not,
I don't know.
I'll find that's good before bed.
I have been known to have a glug of the kids' medicine bottle.
What do you mean? This is de rigueur. You get your medicine, and you still get your little V-shaped cup, do you?
They do. Yeah, they still give you the cup.
I love those little plastic cups.
And you ignore the suggested mils.
Yeah, so you pour it into your mouth. You go, it feels about right, and then 2 hours later, you're all jittery, going, "All right, that was more than 15 mil." But I'm starting to enjoy this cough.
We've learned our lesson.
And so I went down to the pharmacist, and it's funny how when you can't be bothered going to the doctor, all of a sudden you trust your pharmacist, because normally I don't, because, you know, yeah. they'll be like, oh, mate, don't have that with alcohol. And you're like, get stuffed, mate, you're
exactly.
not a doctor.
What would you know?
Yeah. And then when you need him, you're like, oh, come on, mate, you're almost a doctor. If you had studied properly, I'm sure you'd be helping us out.
They are tough pharmacies, you know. Pharmacists, they really, really don't want to give you, like, all I wanted one day recently was just a little bit of pseudoephedrine. I had to go through to get that.
Get your license out.
I had to hammer my license.
You were wearing tracksuit pants, pushing a pram and smoking inside the pharmacy. So heads were up. What else have you been doing, mate? I know you've got a show coming up, a big show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah. So
before we get to that, have you? What have you been looking at in terms of material? Because you study everything.
Right? I do. I've been watching a lot of telly, and the ads annoy me just because the sheer volume you get. I watch a lot of the cricket, and so you see the same ads.
That's what annoys me in the cricket, is just the same ad every minute and a half.
Yeah.
For 6 hours. Do your head in.
Incredible. So there was one I saw a lot, was for Toyota, and in this ad it was clearly written by two copywriters because it was sort of a conversation that you wouldn't kind of get in the real world. And so the two mums were having a chat, and one mum goes, oh, I love your new car. And the other mum responds with, oh, yeah, it's fantastic, and the kids love it. And whenever she said that, I always just thought, who cares what the kids think?
Correct. Yeah. And when has kids ever gone, I love this car? They couldn't give a stuff.
Yeah. When have kids come into the decision-making process?
Never. And who cares exactly what children think of your car?
If I'd have walked up to my dad when I was little and just gone, Dad, I don't like the car, he would have been like, yeah? Well, get stuff.
Ride your bike.
What was his dad's car? What was it?
Oh, we had a HQ Kingswood.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's so
did he take you on trips and stuff?
Well, you know, the only thing, if I had chosen the car that we had when I was little, I just would have chosen a car that wasn't full of cigarette smoke.
Hey, I'm with you, Rosie, because I grew up in an LTD.
Yeah. Full of cigarette smoke?
Well, windows up, because apparently the air conditioner works so much better when the windows are up, but Dad's still on the soft Kent.
Oh, the gas.
The Kent. My old man was Winnie Reds. Mum was on the Alpine, so at least that was a bit of menthol.
That's almost like a freshener.
Yeah, and it was just like, I'm asthmatic. They knew I was asthmatic. It's just like, wow. Why am I the only kid in grade prep with a nicotine patch, Mum and Dad? Help me out back here.
The good old days, Rosie.
Well, you don't see that on the ads anymore. Any other ads?
Oh, okay. There's one that really annoys me, and it's this one, Dave.
Peoples of Australia, today I'm making you a promise. When you buy your health insurance to compare the market, we are committed to giving you the best price. So if you do find the same policy cheaper elsewhere, we give you 110% of the difference. Discover simplesness and compare the market. Simples.
I've always hated those ads.
I hate that meerkat, and I want to punch his little meerkat face in.
Well, it's the accent.
What is it? What is it that gets you?
It's the two things that bother me about it. Firstly, the whole basis of that campaign is set upon their fact that meerkat sounds like market.
I know. It's the thinnest premise I've ever seen.
Have you just worked that out? Compare the market.
Understand. Compare the market. Compare the meerkat. I thought you said.
That sounds like someone out on our Friday night drinks came out.
Well, you've never heard this conversation in the real world. Two people walking along. One goes, do you want to go to the Salamanca market? Or did you say Salamanca meerkat? No, I didn't. Correct. You're an idiot. And the other thing that bothers me is that he's a billionaire. Like, he's doing better than us. And that he's lording it over us. And he's a meerkat. I want to know. All right, I want a backstory to him. I want to know how he's made his money. Like, I reckon he's been peddling drugs on the dark web.
Hey, you've got to be careful about your meerkat. They're pretty
cute. He's wearing a smoking jacket. I see him as a Hugh Hefner type.
I reckon he's pulled some dodgy stuff on the stock meerkat.
You've fallen for it. Hey, mate, where can we see you during the Comedy Festival?
So I am if you happen to be in Melbourne, I'm at the European Beer Cafe, 8:15, 10 shows only.
Yeah, you would have been there anyway. Yeah.
Well, that is very true. From this Thursday.
Mate,
well,
and you always are, and this will be a classic look at, you're one of the best stand-ups in the country. I know
thank
that because we've toured together.
Yes.
And you're one of the best in the business. Adam Rosenberg's, go and see him.
Yep.
Melbourne Comedy Festival. Come on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Rosie.
Comedyfestival.com.au for tickets for Rosie.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, what are you nibbling on there? What is that?
I'll tell
you
what.
Very rude of you in the studio.
It's
to
not.
Bring
I've
something
offered
for
you one. I've offered you one of Lynn and Sel's chocolate macadamia brownie cookies.
Why are we being sent those?
Because on My Kitchen
Lynn
Rules, you know that show, My Kitchen Rules, are still watching it.
But my wife's still watching
it. But it has been hit hard by Married at First Sight.
Maths.
by maths. It's culminating in they had a challenge last night where they all had to bake cookies.
Right.
And Sookie Sal, he's a guy. Well, he does. He balls his eyes out all the time. And Lynn's a bit of a, I don't know.
Well, we should get him on Going the Blub. Why isn't he on Going the Blub?
Because I don't think, let's get
him on.
Anyway, they made a cookie and the prize was you can have your biscuits put on the shelves at Coles. Oh. And they won with a brownie macadamia cookie.
Oh, yum.
I'm like, oh, God, that's amazing. He goes, for limited time only. So right. I'm saying limited time is this week.
So get out and get them?
Well, I don't know. You might as well. They're quite tasty.
Any like hashish or anything in those brownies?
Maybe that's the secret ingredient. Maybe that's why I'm eating them because I don't normally have a sweet tooth. And I'm going, hey,
these are good.
These are pretty good cookies. Exactly.
Because you gave Dave a hug before and I thought that was strange too.
Yeah.
Weird.
Look out. I might give Hamish Blake a hug. He's coming up after this.
I tell you what, if he has done a show and it's in the can and it's about Lego and my boys went to the studio and it's there, we'll be here.
Yes,
I'm Miss Blake next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a monster, people, especially for a Monday. I call bullshit, Jane Kennedy. What have you got?
Well, I've been through the women's magazines, as I tend to do on a Monday, and I've got a few rippers coming up for you.
It's like a dentist's waiting room, our office on a Monday, as they are all fanned out on your desk.
Precisely.
How much fun is that?
Hey, we're also going to look at some women that I think might need to be added to your list of ladies you would like to.
They've presented themselves nicely.
There's one particularly presented herself on Saturday Night Live on television.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, in a very sparkly outfit. I'm not going to say it anymore.
Here we go. I couldn't be happier. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with our special guest.
Last time, Hamish threw his full support behind Mick's beard appearing on his TV show, The Front Bar.
That's Carlton Draft, right?
I was thinking that's flannel shirt.
Isn't it the law at the moment on television if you're in a beer ad, you have to be a chubby guy with a beard? I don't think I've seen anyone that's got a chubby guy.
I don't know where the chubby came from.
What are you doing? No, I'm just saying, get one out of two. That's awesome.
But did Haim learn his lesson and walk away? Never.
Put up a side-by-side comparison of that picture of Mick Molloy and when they found Saddam Hussein in the hole.
Yes. Please welcome back Hamish Blake.
Jeez, the roast. It was a roast there, wasn't it?
Mate, I watched Front Bar. You really tamed it in. You were wearing a very slimming suit. You looked incredible.
I looked like a Leith Slim.
You did.
How are you? How's your beard? Let's do a beard off. My beard's come on. Yours is feeling good. What's wrong?
No, it's fine.
It's a bit underdone or something.
Have you been
struggling at home?
I think you and I actually suffer from a similar problem, which is chin coverage. You know, we've both got bald spots on the chin.
Yeah, well, I came over.
A little bit of, yeah, I'm going. I'm getting the full Trump. On a mini Trump.
You were telling me.
On a mini Trump here.
And I hope I'm not getting anyone in trouble home, but your wife has got rid of everything.
Well, Zoe.
What do you mean? Got rid of what?
My wife has a, as you know, Janie, you're good friends with Zoe. She has a skincare line.
Yes, very successful.
Go-to skincare.
Yes.
But it doesn't stop her because she's an ex-beauty editor, still getting sent tons of junk, like tubs, tubes, scrubs, masks.
Samples.
And no, this is dangerous.
Oh, you're full.
This is French.
This is ooh la la, fancy. Yeah.
I go through the bathroom shelf sometimes in the shower, right. And I'll point to something and it's like the Wheel of Fortune gift shop where some things are $85, some are $360.
Oh, man. And you've been using these.
Well, I get in there and there's one particular tub of, and I think it's called a hair mask. I don't know how that works. Is that a thing, Jane?
Oh. It is. You put it on after you shampoo.
Right. So I've just been getting scoops of this and I'm loving, and I like lather up the beard. Then I do the whole shower with the kids and I let it sink into the beard. And the beard is luscious.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And also, when I kissed you hello this afternoon, is soft.
Yeah,
I
it's probably $600 worth of
you never touch my beard like that.
I'm sorry.
That's true. Get a show beard. You've just got a mongrel running around on your face. I've got a Persian show beard over here.
I've got to draw the line somewhere, Mick, she's found out
about this.
Well, here's the problem. Nothing's been said, but now I noticed. I went to the shower last night.
all the good stuff is gone out of the shower. I think Zoe's doing what you do in a share house. She's taking a toiletries.
Oh,
she's hitting them.
She's onto it. And she's
got
gone.
Like a clear toiletries bag somewhere that she's taking into the shower, and I'm left with all just the general kids.
Like the Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo.
Yeah, I've just got like the normal like industrial tub of kids' body wash. I can't put that on a show beard.
That is just payback for girls generally using our razors.
I think
on
it's
their
all
legs, which
comes
kept
around.
In the shower.
We've worked out what to do payback. There. We just now buy men's razors because it's much cheaper because, if the razor's pink, you better raise the price by $3.
Yeah, I actually was, when I used to shave.
Pipe down, little lady.
When I used to shave, I loved the retaliation. I loved using a leg razor on my face because they have 10 blades. They're always a month newer than my razor. Well, they always had a fresh blade in them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what it looks like. You've cleaned some of those blades off and just stuck it to your face.
Do you know what? I've got so many mates with beards now. It's a real little thing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're all looking to come to the show. Come to the show. We're all going to be there. The Royal Melbourne Show. We're going to be there in the
beard show.
Coming, pet the beards with our show beards.
You can go to all the national. You can go to the Royal Melbourne Show, the Royal Shows, right? Royal to Sydney, Brisbane. You can go right around the country and go to everywhere.
I mean, the cages are uncomfortable. I'd like a bigger cage to sit in.
We'll feed you.
Hey, we're going to come back and talk about your new show. Do you mind?
Do you want to talk Lego Masters?
We're going to talk Lego Masters.
Oh, my God. The ad looks incredible.
Less flying Lego than the ad. I should point that out.
Oh, really?
A little bit less.
Look like hard hats on to me.
A little bit less flying Lego.
All right.
More with Hamish Blake right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish Blake is here. Got a brand new podcast coming this Thursday of Hamish and Andy.
Another
podcast one, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a good that's a good podcast.
Huge. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
How do I listen to that?
You just shake the internet tree and see what podcast fruit
Thank
falls out.
Thank you for
out,
not
Nick.
Falling for the trap of explaining how you get an app.
I bought a pamphlet along with it. I'll leave it outside on your keys.
We've got your TV show coming up, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But
because I don't have a radio show anymore, where you're able to ask people live to help you. This came up the other day and I thought, all right, I've got to save this for Jane and Mick because I don't know if I'm onto something here, but it's happened twice. And for me, that's a trend. And I'm willing to say this could be Australia. Sure. This could be Australia-wide.
Okay.
Often I will tell Mick, I live very close to you.
You do.
And we probably drink at the same local spot.
I bet we do.
I mean, I don't know if we don't want to name check it just because they're a bit, so we don't want to have people swarming in looking for cheap Mick Malloy sightings. But also my son's kinder's not far away. So throughout summer, it's not uncommon. I'll sort of pick him up like 3-4 in the afternoon. Mm. And if we've got a bit of time to kill, I've taught Sonny the phrase one off the wood, right? And so now Sonny will go, Dad, do we have time for one off the wood?
That's hilarious.
And one off the wood, and I'm not drinking a beer. I'm going, I'll get like a Coke or whatever or a lemonade. And because that's a lot of sugar to give Sonny right before dinner time, I'll often go a soda water. And I've been asking, this is where it started. Yeah. I used to be able to get this for him, a soda water with a splash of cranberry juice.
Like the old red lemonade, but instead of having kids jump off the walls.
It's the cringy, hippie,
it's the
new age,
new
the
age.
Bondi version of a red lemonade.
I'll let it go through
the creeper. You have it in your vodka, Jane, with your vodka.
soda water
and the rest.
Yeah. Soda water and cranberry is a pretty low impact, you're not going to ruin dinner drink.
Sure.
We sit there, I've got a Coke.
Got a bit of colour.
We're having a drink. It's been hot days. We're having one off the wood.
Yeah.
We're enjoying our afternoon.
Good.
You can't get cranberry at our particular pub, at our local. I thought, this could be an isolated incident.
I'll take your word for that because I've never asked.
I've never come in and seen Mick at 3-quarter time just nursing a pint of cranberry.
You're getting all lippy.
Looking like
he's about to glass someone.
Nursing a warm cranberry English style.
Hamish, I'm suggesting you've now tested this at one other establishment.
And I'm with you, Mick. This is the only instance I've ever had to order cranberry juice. But I remember in the 90s and early 2000s, cranberry was the hot juice.
Absolutely.
A bar. That was a big mixer, right?
It was a big mixer. And
Cosmos in Texas.
Thank you very much.
Bars used to have
the ocean spray bottle. Remember the big
flagons?
The 3-litre ocean spray glass jar.
Chug that
yourself
down.
Out.
It was a huge. No one in the world had a UTI. Because
I was about to say it's great for UTI.
Everyone was just drinking cranberry juice nonstop.
Pop a bottle of vodka in that and you've got a party.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
You got a picnic. See you Monday. So I've done it at another pub. Went in and said, hey, for my little guy, can I get a soda water with cranberry? Oh, mate, we don't do cranberry. And I went, what's going on? What do you mean you don't do cranberry? And then the guy looks at me and goes, mate, no one does anymore. What happened?
No one Has cranberry at their establishment?
He said it to me as
like
if
it's knowing.
He said it to me as if I'd ordered a pack of cigarettes for my child that we were going to smoke inside. And he got, look, mate,
bad parody.
It's not the '70s anymore. Yeah. You can't let kids smoke, and you certainly can't let them smoke inside. So I was like,
or
all
have
right,
cranberry juice. But hey, 133353. Does anybody know what's going on? Mm. Why is there no cranberry juice around? What's
so
going on?
Have taken it off the market? Is it even there for adults, or are they just saying no cranberry for you?
It just seems like it's not out there anymore.
In fact, I don't see it advertised much anymore. It's gone.
Cranberry
juice is
gone.
Yes, it was. It was Ocean
Spray. I think it was an inelastic
market. No, there are lots of people in flannel shirts and stomping on cranberries.
Well, it was around. It was in the same. Remember,
you should have stocked up. You should have hoarded when the going was good.
Was it Sunraysia?
Yes.
Sunraysia.
Granny, granny.
Yeah, that was cranberry juice as well. Was it?
Have a granny, granny.
Yeah, and wasn't it cranberry and date or something?
I think it was. Yeah,
but Ocean Spray.
Good for down there.
Canadian, wasn't it?
Thanks for the cranny, granny.
Yeah. That's what it's people calling in. Someone knows about cranberry. Well,
shall we just start putting them across?
Well, I mean, that's a real lucky dip. That's a real lucky dip, but okay.
133353
right, Jules. Hello, Jules.
Hi, how are you?
Is there something going on with cranberry we don't know about?
Well, I don't know about it either because we've got multiple litres of cranberry at our work.
Are they still ordering it? What kind of drinks?
Oh, yeah, it's Grey Goose. The Grey Goose vodka and cranberry with just a little dash of cranberry.
Hang on, but the cranberry comes in a can with vodka, is what you're saying. Yeah. It doesn't come on its own.
Oh, can you do goose in a can? I think you do goose in a can. Goose, Grey Goose is like $20 a shot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a bit up there.
So hang on, people are ordering. Isn't Grey Goose is super expensive, right, Jules?
Yes. Yes, Dale, it is. Tad, it's not the house vodka.
It's not the house, sorry.
She's called you Dale, so yes. That was great.
You called me Dale like I came in and gave me my FBOS card that had $11 on it and it got declined. But, I mean, who's mixed? Why would you get Grey Goose and put cranberry juice in it? That's my confusion. All right, well, maybe, I mean, people are coming in going,
let's go through
people
those.
Sell it.
Okay, right. Let's go to Narelle. Narelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Now, do you have your hands on some cranberry juice?
We've got heaps. We're in aged care and we have heaps for that.
Okay. Granny still gets her cranny.
It's found its niche.
Right? That's where you need to head. You need to head with your boy.
It's not
down
as
to aged care.
It's not as exciting to say to Sonny, do you want to go and have one off the wood at Shady Oaks?
Thanks, Narelle. Good call. Tom, have you got
it? There you go. Yeah, you can get 2 3-litre bottles in a pack from Costco for like $10.
That'll be the big Ocean Spray bottles.
That's a party pack for you.
That actually doesn't surprise me at all because they're clear in and out.
Tom, do you drink it?
They probably be able to sell like 1 litre to pubs for $9 and now they're just clearing out 6 at a time.
So I think your theory is been rendered useless.
I haven't had one. We have no one calling.
I've hit two dud pubs.
It's all over the UK apparently. Yep. It's all done.
Chris, are you a publican?
I am, yes.
Tell me, am I onto something or is this just...
Bring him in. He can have some cigarettes, but whatever he wants. But bring him in for a cranberry. Yeah, like with the soda water. It's a thing. And my old boss, he's an ex-booze hound. And he only drinks it.
What? All
cranberry
right, so
and soda.
You've noticed no change in the consumption of the last 15 years in cranberry.
And it's still Ocean Spray. It's the same bottle.
So, there you go.
Oh, that's good, actually, because I felt bad for the company.
Are you happy that it's there?
Chris, where's your pub?
Port Melbourne.
Port Melbourne, all right. So yep. It's not too far away. We are in Melbourne.
Are you happy that it's still there or just a bit
I'm
sad
now just
that
confused.
Your theory is...
I mean, I was excited for a lot of people to ring up and go, oh, mate, didn't you hear? There was a great, the massive frost. We lost all the cranberry trees in the world.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to go to Costco and I'm going to drop some off at our local.
Good.
And just go keep this behind
the
bar.
I was going to say, BYO. Hey, just one question before you go.
Yep.
When are we going to see you and heaps of Lego on our TV?
On TV.
It's in about a month.
Really? Is it after Married at First Sight?
Yeah, probably is.
Will they be building the couples?
What's
who are
the show called?
We'll build the church that they all get married in for real.
What's the show called?
Lego Masters. It is coming out.
What is the premise? Just quickly, tell
eight
me the premise.
Eight teams of two who can build
and
Lego.
And they can build whatever they like.
Well,
I've got a job.
I'm a host. I got to have our job.
Hamish
I give them the
that.
Challenge.
Yeah.
And then, so the first episode is like build whatever city block.
But it's not off a book, is it?
No, it's not instructions. They get $100.
They know what to do. They go to the Lego store,
they buy a small piece of Star Wars Lego, and then we watch them build it from the instructions.
As I say, my boys could win this.
No, they're real good. This is people completely just building out their imaginations.
And they're the best of the best.
But that's a worthwhile thing to remember because I know it sounds obvious, but throughout the filming of the whole show, I had to just keep saying, and it's probably been cut out of the edit, but I just would occasionally keep going,
and no instructions.
I feel like that's all I kept saying. You guys have built a city block. Right. No instructions.
We will see you before the start of that show, and I will grill you further because my boys, they love this. They should be involved somehow.
Let's get him in the brick pit. 2.5 million bits
of Lego.
The brick pit.
Thank you, Hamish Blake.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of the things I love that we have between us, Mick, and it's not mine, it's yours.
Yes.
It's your definitive list of women. Who are on your radar?
Who are on my radar? Women I covet, women I'd like to bed. And
that's correct. And the list is getting very long.
Because you two have your life partners,
we
obviously.
Do. And we're always looking for you. We're always thinking about you.
I've been a bit unlucky in love, and I've been looking at a specific women who do it for me. Obviously, on my list so far. I won't read out them all, but Samantha Markle, you know, is up there.
Of course.
Chappelle Corby, obviously. Yep. Cocaine Cassie.
Yeah.
And then we've got all the chicken heiresses who are heiresses to million-dollar fortunes. And also, it's a chicken fortune. So that always works.
Don't forget Susan Hannaford, Kitty Sullivan.
Sullivan.
She's one I'm still holding out hope for.
I love her. And I just recently added Belle Gibson. I don't know. There's something about a chick who fakes cancer that
so appealing.
Really trips it for me. And the returning ISIS brides. Because I just feel somehow I'll be very new age and cuddly compared to what they're coming from.
That's true. But I'm always thinking of you and I'm always looking out. I've got your back. I'm your wing woman. And on Saturday night, I was watching the New South Wales election unfold.
Sure.
And, of course, when Gladys Berejiklian came out and was, you know, victorious, it wasn't her that caught my eye.
Who was it?
It was her sister Mary.
Oh. Sister Mary.
Yeah, Sister Mary. I'm showing you a photo now. There's Mary. She's a very attractive blonde. She was wearing a very sequined. No, hang on. She's hot. She's wearing a very sequined look at me dress. Maybe she's a bit concerned that Gladys has got all the limelight. But anyway, that's their issue. She's wearing a very sparkly.
What is it, Book Week?
That is a shiny. It's a disco ball inspired gown. It is, seriously. And I thought, I'll tell you what, you know, she also has a choice of words when she talks to online trolls.
Oh, okay.
So she says it how it is. She says, grow some pubes and then we can talk.
All right.
She wrote in reply to a recent comment on Instagram.
Well, that kind of.
Now, she sounds like your kind of woman.
Wow, that's it.
That's
a pickup line. Count me in.
So I could see.
Count me swept you, off my feet.
You and Mary.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
See, I told you.
Straight up front, your face, whooshka.
You've got another one, though.
Look, I'm reconsidering Scary Spice because at one stage Scary Spice was on my list.
Mel B.
Because basically she's a sex addict and I thought.
That's right.
She puts it about a bit and I thought, bingo, a bit of that at home would be nice.
Wasn't it Delivery Men or something like that?
I don't think anyone missed out. But then I thought, you know what, it doesn't feel quite right.
Hang on.
Then I thought, you know what, maybe I've been too hasty.
Why? What's come out over the weekend that's changing your mind?
Oh, look, she revealed she did have a one-night stand with Ginger Spice.
Really?
And I just went,
that's
you
appealing,
know what?
Is it?
For some reason, I could love to entertain that at
home. Apparently, she's raved about Jerry's great
boobs. Guy, girls are made early. Whee! What's going on here?
Hey. Had some spice up your life.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
She should have just told me what you want, what you really, really wanted. But all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. Are you quoting Spice Girls songs?
It's the only one I know. Really? And if Mel B wants to bring Jerry around and, I don't know, one thing leads to another, I'm happy to be there because she's my girl.
Really?
Well, you know what?
What?
What? I think.
Hang on.
We're back in business,
You
Jane.
Might have to put that on hold because, newsflash.
Yeah.
There's a hotter one off the.
This is my favourite.
This is red hot right now. This is straight off the presses, Mick.
I love this. This is the Australian supermodel who's gone berserk on a plane.
Yes, I read that.
Got drunk and high on prescription drugs, slapped a female flight attendant and tried to kick someone else in the balls.
And then take her clothes off.
And then take her clothes off. And I go.
If that's not a match made in.
If that's not the ideal first date, I don't know what is.
Now, this is.
Give us the details, Jane.
Oh, the details
this
are.
This is the woman of my dreams.
24-year-old Adele Monyang. Allegedly,
Australian
she's very
Sudanese
hot.
Supermodel.
Well, she was going across to the US because
she's some
modeling, right? Mm. And now, apparently, she might have had a few prescription drugs to help her go to sleep,
good
which people
her.
Do on planes.
And some champagnes, as you
maybe,
do.
Maybe. She says two glasses. Witnesses say maybe eight.
Who cares? Who cares what goes on up there?
She's gone to sleep, woken up. Well, not quite woken up. Yeah. Bit of a rave in her sleep.
Bit of a rave in her sleep.
Gets up out of her chair, starts waving her arms around, takes her clothes off.
As you do. That's
and
my girl.
When they want to calm her down. She sort of calls out, hey, you're just messing with me because of what I look like, blah, blah, blah. She's from South Sudan. She slaps someone down. Cool. They have to restrain her. She's arrested and now she's been charged. It's incredible. She could be sentenced to a maximum of 21 years in prison, which is perfect.
Here comes conjugal visit.
Yes.
See, I knew we'd get there somehow.
Wow.
Well, anyway,
put her on the list.
I hope. She's very upset. She's very scared. So we hope everything works out well for her. But she can't remember.
Nah, that's what we do. Look, I've been wheeled off the flight to Los Angeles in a wheelchair like Grant Hackett many times. And if she's coming off the same way, that's my girl.
Hey, hashtag goals for me.
Maybe we could get together that Mile High Club. I tell you what, you'd come out bruised. Come out with a few scratches, still put my hand up for the Mile High Club.
Stand by. I'm rifling through the women's mags for you all.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Do I have a little intro to this?
I call bullshit.
There we go.
Because I've been going through the women's magazines.
This on a Monday.
I love it.
It comes in. You get a bit angry sometimes.
I'm just going to barrel through.
Fire away.
There's two magazines I'm covering, Women's Day and New Idea. Okay, you ready? Harry's fury over Meghan's other man. Apparently Meghan Markle is in love with someone else.
I call bullshit.
Why is that? That's not true.
Don't ask any more questions.
But I want to know. That could be true.
Who cares? I'm just telling you what the headline is. Do with it what you will.
I just want to know more because now I feel sorry for Harry.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know. He's entered that relationship thinking that she's
anyway, do go on.
And invested in him.
Okay, Nicole Kidman's son.
What's their facts, by the way? What's
no,
their basis
stop it. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Nicole Kidman is not going to her son Connor's wedding. She's not invited.
I call bullshit.
I don't know. That's terrible.
Why wouldn't she go?
Because I think it was awkward around the whole Scientology thing again. I think it comes into it. I think they haven't.
What's your beef with Scientology, by the way?
This always comes
up with you. It's a genuine
You're
religion.
You're delving into this, are
it's
you?
It's a genuine religion. It's honoured like the others, and I see it no
I have no problem
whatsoever.
With people who believe in Scientology.
Did you have a bad experience? Did you date a Scientologist?
Were you a Scientologist?
I know you went to a dinner party with Tom Cruise one night.
I have no problem with science. I have no problem with anybody who has any religion whatsoever.
Did you sit next to Tom Cruise at a dinner party?
Did you?
And did something happen there?
No.
In regards to Scientology?
No,
did you try and
we had a delightful night.
Did you? Have you been invited to his son's wedding?
No, I haven't.
Is he short?
No, he's not too short.
Okay. What was said?
A lot, and I'm not telling you.
What was said, Jane Kennedy?
I call bullshit.
All right. Bob Irwin's got a girlfriend. Hands off. You stay away from Bob Irwin. Young Bob.
Robert.
He's 15.
Oh, his kid.
He's got a girlfriend called Ashley. She's a wildlife photographer just like Bob. You stay away.
Well, not yet, but maybe down the track.
I call bullshit.
George Clooney confirms.
Sound a bit creepy, by the way. Yeah. I just want to clear that up.
Yes.
I'm not laying in wait for Bob Irwin's girlfriend, just so we're all clear.
Please,
please don't write letters. You suckered me into that.
Well, you suckered me into the whole Scientology thing, so we're a draw. George Clooney confirms, yes, it's twins again.
I call bullshit.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, that one doesn't ring true because you tell me you think he's gay. And she.
I call bullshit.
I have never said that in my life.
And that tiny waist could not. That tiny, beautiful waist.
Well,
with that
they may be having
Audrey
twins, but she ain't popping them out. Also,
I call bullshit.
You're pretty harsh on that couple.
Princess Kate. She's also having twins, apparently.
Is she?
Yes, according to New Idea.
What do you mean? You need to elaborate. You can't just move on.
Okay, they have a picture of her. Kate Middleton in a tiny little waisted grey jacket. And of course, they've got the arrow pointing at nothing, basically a belly button saying, oh, looks like it's twins.
That looks like a baby bum to me.
Does not. What would you know?
I think twins nothing. Is a stretch, but.
Married at first sight, Jess and Dan, who are the couple who've now hooked up, who had the affair.
No idea what you're talking about.
Apparently, they're having a baby.
I call bullshit.
All right. And finally.
Is there anything in these magazines that where you go,
tell me,
that rings true?
You tell me.
No, I think you
Charles
find one.
Divorce hell.
Yeah, that is true because he can't get one.
Okay.
Why would Charles and Camilla go on a public beach? They are royal.
Who said they're on a beach?
There's pictures of them in New Idea in their bathers. I don't need to look at that. They're in the Caribbean. They're walking into the water. He's hoping that she goes a little bit further out and might trip over.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to the Caribbean.
That is, look, Prince Charles in board shorts and Camilla in a big, fat, blue pair of one piece.
Jeez. Remember when he was younger, he was attacked in the surf. Was it by Kustark?
No, it was a sexy girl from Perth, a model from Perth.
Yes, times have changed for him.
And that's my wrap-up of women's magazines for the week.
Comprehensive as always.
Yes. A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
You didn't mention the Ranger, you idiot.
Oh, beg your pardon. That's the 2018 Ranger XLT 4x4 3.2-litre manual.
$59.90. The Ranger, the king of all utility vehicles. The Ford Ranger, the behemoth.
Got it.
The top of the totem pole.
Well, it's a work kahuna. Car. It's a work car and a family car at once.
It's working hours. It's after hours.
One does both.
I would like to go to like an opening, an A-list opening, and just get out in my dinner suit and chuck the keys at the doorman and go, park this, toots.
I think that'd be awesome.
While I wander in with a hottie.
Hey, you know what? There's acoustic glass. So you know how you love singing in the car? Mm. It helps cut down outside noise so you can hear yourself sing. And it has a cooled centre console to keep the... to keep the stubbies cold till you get home.
Well, there you go.
That sounds cool.
I love that stuff.
It's got rain-sensing wipers. I love that. So it detects when it's raining, so it'll start them for you. Oh. That's brilliant.
You'd hope that it does have that.
So it's one step in. It's in front of even nature. It can anticipate what nature is going
that's
to
true.
Do. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
After the show, I'm going to go down the showroom and pretend I've never driven one and go, do you mind if I just took it for a drive, a test drive? Mm. And then fang it.
No, you can't.
Out of
the
spin the wheels. See you, suckers.
Hey, guys.
I'm in the Ford Ranger. No one can get me now.
Ford dealers are really encouraging people to step into the showrooms, check out these beautiful looking cars, chicks and guys.
Mm. Oh, well,
because guess the price is so cheap, I can't believe it.
What?
It's $50,990.
It's
got to be half the price of some other thing, and it looks great. It looks fantastic, and it's only on for a short time. So don't be an idiot. We keep telling you this, everyone.
Get involved.
Ford.com.au.
I love that.
Go for full details there, and you can get your Ford plate clearance Ranger.
I'm going to ring the Ford girl and tell her I'm coming down to test drive one after the show. See you there.
Well, great idea.
Bring a blankie. We'll turn it into a picnic.
Sounds cozy.
We'll have fun.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a great show today. We had Hamish Blake. Adam Rosenbarks was on the show, by the way.
He's one of my favourite comedians. Yeah. If you want to see a good stand-up in the Melbourne Comedy Festival, I go and you haven't seen before, go and see Adam Rosenbarks.
Great choice.
March 28 to April 6th at the European Beer Cafe, comedyfestival.com.au.
Who was the other bloke we had on?
Hamish Blake.
Hamish Blake.
He's pretty good.
He's got a Lego show coming up. If my boys aren't in that studio audience, I'll be very, very disappointed.
Hey, speaking of Hamish, because there was a beard sort of, well, not a competition.
It was disappointing. You stroked his beard and you've never stroked my beard.
Well, hashtag me too, workplace environment. It's all right. He's a guest. I'm allowed to do it to Hamish, but I don't want to. I've got to draw the line between you and I somewhere. And also, Robert Owen said, perhaps I didn't do it because you may have lice.
Because you
were complaining.
Why would you bring that up
your
again?
Boys had nits. One of your boys did. Are they clear?
Yeah. What's
have the they latest? Had
I think they're fine.
Mm. Uh-oh.
They're fine. But,
why am I itching? If you have given me. Hey, tomorrow on the show. Woods. Excellent news.
Who?
Judith Lucy.
Oh,
the funniest people in Australia.
She is unbelievable. She got shows at these festivals.
Well, no,
coming
I think
up.
She's actually on a television show.
I know, The Weekly. I know that.
Oh, okay. Just relax.
Go with me, would you?
I don't know a schedule yet for all her comedy
never support
shows.
Support me.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Well, if she's doing shows, you want to see them.
Oh, well, you'd be mad if you didn't.
She is as good as it gets in this country. And, of course, as given The Weekly, The Lucy Bump. Had their highest ratings ever.
They did have a good
after
bump.
After the addition of Ms. Lucy.
Yes, excellent news. So we'll have that tomorrow. Also, I've got something I want to bring to the table tomorrow. Something
well,
that happened
a
to
first.
My.
Did
you not enjoy my weekly rundown of the women's magazine?
I didn't like the way you didn't stop to let me cross
because
examine
it's
you.
It's useless. To stop because do you know what? That's all that people read. It's headlines. And I've already done a teaser about something I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow.
What
that happened to my dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is huge.
Yeah, stand by.
Oh, that'll be a big one.
Yeah.
Podcast up soon from the show. We will see you for a Tuesday. Kennedy Malloy tomorrow.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at Ford.com.au.